Archers for the week 6th to 11th October 2002.
It's Sunday morning and Chabbo's looking forward to his day out with Bert.
Nem, már mondtam. Nem, minden rendben. De nem, mama, figyelj. Kérlek szépen, vigyázzál magadra, jó? Rendben? Na, szia. Szia. Szia.
Any more coffee?
No, you've drunk it all.
Shall I make some more?
No, you sit down. If David wants some more, he can make it himself.
Well, perhaps Chabbo would like some more.
No, I'm fine.
Nice try.
Shall I put the dishes in the dishwasher?
No!
How's your mother?
She's better, she says. But I'm worried she works too hard.
It runs in the family.
Well, I can't tell you what bliss it is to have someone else do the milking on a Sunday morning.
But now I'm having a holiday.
Well, you've earned a bit of time off.
And you must work.
Only the cars to feed, that's all.
While I am having a nice time with Bert.
You don't think that's a bit of a contradiction in terms?
Contradiction?
Yeah, having a nice time with Bert.
David!
I don't understand.
Just ignore him, Chabba.
You don't enjoy ploughing matches?
Well, it's not that I wouldn't enjoy it.
You should come with us.
No.
Why not?
I'd be happy if you came too.
Well, that's nice of you to say so, Chabba.
And Bert also. He would be happy.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I see quite enough of Bert during the week.
You do not like Bert?
No. I mean, yes, of course I'd like Bert.
When in a hall.
It's just...
Stop digging.
Sometimes he can go on a bit.
Go on a bit?
Yeah, you know, talk. And when it comes to ploughing, well... Bert is something of an expert.
Well, that's very good. I like to learn from expert.
Right. I think I will make some more coffee.
Bert says there will be many ancient tractors.
What?
Vintage.
What?
I think you mean vintage tractors.
Ancient, vintage. What's the difference?
Well, ancient just means very old, but vintage means, well...
Very old.
Old, but special. You know, like wine. Vintage wine is good stuff.
My uncle has a very vintage tractor.
No, you don't say very vintage. Very ancient, yeah, but not...
I think it's an international from the 1960s.
Oh, well, Bert will be interested in that.
He's very keen on old tractors.
Keen? He can bore for England.
David!
Oh, morning. Talk of the devil.
We were just talking about you.
David says you can...
We were telling Chabba what an authority you are on vintage tractors.
Oh, there'll be a fair few of them there today.
Chabba's uncle's got an old international.
Oh, now I thought you'd all have, like, Russian-built tractors.
Yeah, many people, yes, but my uncle is very proud of his international.
Oh, German-built, was it? International had factories all over France, Germany.
Anyway, have a lovely day, but...
Yeah, we'd best be off. Are you fit, young Chabba?
I'm very well, thanks.
Go on then, let's go.
Have a good time.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, what a relief.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
What?
Poor Chabba having to spend his day off with Bert.
Oh, he's not complaining.
But don't you think he should have some friends of his own age?
Oh, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. He's gone. And for the first time in a month, we have the place entirely to ourselves. Just you, me, and the kids.
Hello, Mum.
Darling, hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Well, this is a lovely surprise. Why didn't you ring to say you were coming?
I didn't know we were.
I just want to pick something up.
What is it you want?
Oh, all those forms and stuff that came from Leaf.
Leaf? But that's work.
I know.
Surely it can wait till tomorrow.
You tell her, Jennifer, she won't listen to me.
It's only because you're going out this evening.
Oh, here we go.
Where are you going?
He's going to a party.
A party to which we were both invited.
So I thought, since I'm going to be stuck at home on my own...
The two of us.
I might as well make a start on the Leaf order.
Now she says she doesn't want to go.
Look, you accepted the invitation without asking me. Oh. Do you good to get out, darling?
I'm going out. We're having lunch in Netherbourne. I can just think of better ways to spend a Sunday evening than getting wasted with a bunch of students.
Like working.
Look, I'll just go and collect the stuff.
Well, since you're here, won't you at least stay for a cup of coffee?
We could, I suppose. Is Dad around?
Yes, he's in the kitchen, reading the paper.
Okay.
Maybe some other time. We have reservations for lunch.
Not till 1 o'clock.
12:30. If we're late, we'll lose the table.
Okay. I'll just go and fetch this stuff.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Oh,
Don't apologize.
It's quite an achievement to get her to come out for lunch. I don't want to go messing things up.
Oh, Simon, I keep telling her.
What?
She works much too hard. She really should delegate a bit more.
Yeah. I've got used to never seeing her during the harvest time, but usually once that's out of the way, she eases off a bit. But this year...
Well, I'll talk to Brian and see if he can't help out a bit more.
Anyway, how's the website coming along?
Oh, nearly there, I think. I've more or less finalized the content.
Okay.
Though my history of the village section is still far too long.
Is it still going to be done a week Wednesday?
Well, it'll have to be. Oh, Simon, I was thinking, why don't you and Debbie come over for supper on Tuesday?
Tuesday's a bit...
Well, Tony and Pat are coming, and he and Brian always rub each other up the wrong way. You can help me keep the peace.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I have my American literature evening class on Tuesday.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, will you look at that?
What?
He were doing so well.
What's wrong?
Great kink in his furrows, eh?
No.
Yeah, he spent too long looking over his shoulder. Veered off his line.
Only a little.
Oh, it's what makes the difference, isn't it, between your ordinary ploughman and your champion?
I think I'll never be a champion. My furrows look like wiggly snakes.
Oh, it's just a matter of practice. You keep at it, boy, the time you get to be my age.
Oh, look! Look! There's an international tractor, just like my uncle's.
Oh, I've never been a great fan of the international.
No?
Oh, look, he's done it again.
What?
Made another blooming great kink in his furrow. I reckon he's been on the beer, that fella.
So, if you're not a fan of international...
Oh, Fordson, that's the king of the tractors. First one I ever drove were a Fordson Major made in 1945, right after the war.
1945? Well, you're quite ancient, aren't you?
Oh, I didn't drive it in 1945. I was only 8 or 9 years old in them days.
No. Ancient is wrong. Vintage. Old and special, like wine.
Oh, was that meant to be a compliment?
Did I say it wrong?
Well, there's a couple of vintage Fordsons here this afternoon. Come on, I'll show you.
Oh, right.
There's no point in watching this fella making a pig's ear with a plough.
A pig's ear?
Yeah, you know, a mess. Now, I once wrote an ode to a Fordson.
What's an ode?
A poem.
Oh, well, you said you were a poet.
Yeah. In days of yore, a horse did pull the plough, and that's a fact. Or sometimes oxen did the job. Before the Fordson tractor.
That's very good.
It's difficult to find a rhyme for tractor. You can have malefactor, but it don't really go in a pastoral poem.
You must write a poem for me.
Well, for you.
I would like that very much.
Well, you've got to finish off the one for the Echo first. You know, for National Poetry Day.
This is a poem for your wife.
Well, it was going to be for my Frida. But you've just given me an idea.
Come on, you lot. That's it.
You're going to get the gate, Pip. Good girl.
Oh, by the way, I phoned your mum, and she says, fine, she'll have the kids Thursday.
Well, what's happening Thursday?
David.
Oh, sorry, it's his meeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
With our chums from the milk group.
I hope it's going to be worth it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what it's like. Get a bunch of dairy farmers in the same room and they can spend the entire evening mourning about how dire the situation is.
Yeah, and why doesn't the government do something?
Exactly. It's time people started thinking seriously about helping themselves.
You tell them, girl.
I will. Don't worry. Oh, and the other thing Jill said was about the harvest supper.
Oh, yeah?
No, they want it all to be local produce this year.
Yeah?
Well, there's a list gone up in the church inviting people to say what they're prepared to contribute. And Jill wondered if we might donate some lamb.
Oh, yeah, sure. How much?
I don't know.
I mean, what, a few chops, a leg, or a whole sheep?
Depends what other people are giving, I suppose. But she did say Oliver Sterling had offered a baron of beef.
Oh, well, he would, wouldn't he?
Very generous of him.
He can afford to be generous.
Hello?
Oh, Chubba, back already.
Oh, I thought we'd have had another couple of hours at least.
Did you have a nice time?
Fantastic.
Really?
Ah, so many beautiful tractors. And Bert, he knows everything about these machines.
And I'll bet he told you all of it.
He's a very wise man. No?
He's very knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable?
Yeah, only about tractors.
Shall I do the milking now?
No, I'll do it.
You did it this morning.
But I've had a nice holiday. And now I must work.
Look, you're going to have to do most of the milking next week because I'm going to be tied up with the potato harvest.
Tell you what, why don't you go and play with Josh for half an hour? He's missed you today.
All right. I'll tell him some of Bert's poetry.
I was thinking more of playing football.
It is very clever, isn't it?
What, Bert's poetry?
Yeah.
Well?
It's quite funny, some of it.
Well, I think it is very clever to write a poem to a tractor.
Well, yeah, I suppose...
Hey, Josh! You want to play some football?
Poem to a tractor.
So, are you going to tell me what it's all about?
Oh, it wouldn't interest you.
How do you know?
I just do.
Try me.
Okay, you know what LEAF is?
Something environment and farming.
Linking environment and farming.
Right.
So this is like an audit of everything we're doing on the farm, all different aspects, soil management, crop nutrition.
Oh, it's going to take you a week to fill all that in.
No. A couple of hours should do it.
Oh, is that all? Hardly worth wasting a Sunday night on.
Simon, I don't want to go to this party, okay?
Okay.
And I'd really like to get this in the post tomorrow.
And what happens then?
Well, the LEAF people analyse what we're doing and tell us how we could do it better.
Yeah.
Is that a new shirt?
Yeah. Like it?
Well, a bit of a waste, wearing a brand new shirt to a student party.
All my other shirts need ironing.
Well, I hope you don't expect me to do it.
Have I ever asked you to iron a shirt?
I just don't want you to go getting ideas.
Oh, Debbie, why don't you come with me?
Because I'm tired and I'm not in the mood.
You had a great time at Elizabeth and Nigel's party.
Yeah, but that was a bit different from a bunch of students who I don't know drinking cheap red wine out of plastic cups and playing the sort of music that loosens your teeth.
There was a time you used to love having a skinful and boogieing the night away.
I know, but I grew out of it. Unlike some people.
Could this be a dairy story? Is today the day when Baby Spice will have her calf?
You stay there, Bartleby. We shan't be long. Oh, that's right. You grab yourself a belly full of that grass. Eh?
Come on, Grandad.
That's Grange Farm grass, that is. Best in Enbridge.
Grandad!
All right, I'm coming.
There, what do you reckon?
It's grand, isn't it?
What?
Being back on the old ancestral lands.
Yeah.
In our own pasture, with our own beasts.
Beast? There's only one.
Well, what about that calf Sterling give you?
All right, two, but it hasn't even been born yet.
Plus Baby Spice's calf, that's three. Plus Bartleby, that's four.
You're always saying don't count your chickens.
You can take Grange Farm away from the Grundys,
anyway.
But you can't keep the Grundys away from Grange Farm.
Are you going to take a look at Baby for me?
Well, that's what I'm here for, isn't it?
I'm beginning to wonder.
No, don't be cheeky.
Well, I reckon her udder's looking, bigger.
Well, let's have a look-see. Oh, yeah, she's starting to enlarge, all right.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, let's have a look round the back. I ain't going to hurt you.
What do you reckon?
Well, look at that, eh? Definitely slackening round her tail end.
So, how long till she drops her calf, then?
Well, it could be any time, really.
Well, what should I do?
How often are you checking on her?
Just morning and evening.
Oh, no. You'll need to keep a closer eye on her now.
Well, how often?
Well, every 2 or 3 hours, I would.
But I can't. I've got all them spuds to shift for Tony Archer.
Well, I can't be traipsing over here every hour of the day.
And I've got a load of compost need bagging.
Why don't you get old man Sterling to keep an eye out?
Yeah, if he's home.
You only have to step out his back door and stroll across the yard.
I'll come over dinner time and after work. Don't take me 5 minutes on my bike.
Just wondered if you needed any shopping getting in.
Oh, how very kind.
Oh, well, I pass your door every day on my way home from work.
No, really, I'm fine.
You got everything you need?
I have wonderful neighbours.
Do you?
Roy and Hayley.
Oh, upstairs, I see.
Hayley comes down every morning and makes me a cup of tea.
Oh, that's nice of her.
And makes sure I've managed to get myself dressed properly.
Did she do your cardi up?
What?
It's buttoned all wrong.
Oh, dear. No, that wasn't Hayley. That was me.
Shall I do it for you?
Oh, would you mind?
Of course not.
Hayley was running a bit late this morning. I think that now Phoebe has started school.
Oh, I know.
The mornings are a bit of a rush.
Oh, I remember what it was like getting my boys off to school. There you go. That's better, isn't it?
Oh, thank you so much. It's silly little things like buttons that quite defeat me.
How is your wrist?
Well, better. But I still can't lift anything.
What are you doing for food?
Well, I have supper with Roy and Haley.
Oh, every evening?
Yes.
That's nice.
Their kindness is so... They really are. Oh, now who can that be?
You stay there. I'll get it.
It might be the vicar. She did say she'd call round.
Oh, Aldrin. Yeah, she's in the kitchen. Go on through. It's Mrs. Aldridge come to see you.
Goodness me. Oh, I am popular today.
Hello, Marjorie.
Jennifer, how lovely to see you.
Well, I was doing a bit of baking yesterday, and I thought to myself, I bet this is one thing that Marjorie can't do with her wrist all strapped up.
Oh, I haven't made a cake in ages.
Well, here you are. Sure it won't be a patch on yours, though.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Nobody makes a Dundee cake like you do.
Oh, nonsense.
And there's a few scones as well.
How lovely. Now, Clary's just filled the kettle, so why don't we all have a cup of tea?
I really ought to be going. My lot will be wondering what's happened to me.
Looks as though it's just you and me then, Marjorie.
Yes, lovely. Nearly.
Oh, Oliver, do be careful.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well done.
Right, I'll drop them down to you.
Oh, dear. I'm not very good at fielding.
Where were we up to?
What?
With the numbers. Quanti mele?
Oh, 37 mele.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trentotto. Trentanove. Mm-hmm. Quaranta.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, missed that one.
Quarantuno. Whoa, hey,
whoa. Oh, careful.
Oh, I think that's probably the best I can do with this tree. The rest are just too high.
But come down before you break your neck.
They're coming.
I think we better call it a day.
Yes, but we must get some of the Blenheim orange.
By the time we get this lot back to the house, it'll be time to set off for Borchester.
Well, we can take some of these with us.
To the Italian class?
Yeah, why not?
Apple for the teacher, eh?
Not just for Cosima.
How about some of these?
No. They're the dreaded Borsetshire beauty.
Oh, really?
Oh, they look delicious, don't they? But they're quite inedible.
I know.
Wonderful cider apple, of course.
So, quanti mele abbiamo?
Well, altogether? Well, there's 41 in that basket.
In Italian.
Oh, God. Ci sono 41 mele nella casa.
In the what?
Casa. Well, isn't that the word for basket?
Cesta.
Oh.
Casa's a till, I think.
Plus, how many in the bucket?
Ci sono 32.
Va bene. A 41 e 32, 83.
83, Oliver. Your maths is even worse than your Italian.
And how is Debbie?
Oh, she's all right, I think.
You think?
Oh, I don't know, Marjorie. I do wish you wouldn't work quite so hard.
Well, that's the farmer's lot, isn't it? To be toiling from dawn till dusk.
Yes, but, well, there are other things in life. There's a drop more tea in the pot. Shall I top you up?
Oh, thank you.
Simon's is bad, you see. He works all hours that God sends. And as you and I both know perfectly well, Marjorie, for a marriage to succeed, you've got to work at it.
But there's nothing wrong between them.
No, nothing serious, I'm sure.
I remember their wedding. Seems like only yesterday.
Well over 2 years now.
Is it really?
Yes. I was hoping they might buy Honeysuckle Cottage.
I think it's been sold.
Yes. It was never going to be on the market for long, though, was it?
Do you know who's bought it?
No idea.
Now, what about babies?
Well, this is another thing. I mean, Debbie hasn't said anything, of course, but... Well, I'm sure she wants children of her own. She adores Phoebe, and she was all over Nolly when Kate was here.
And Simon?
Oh, no idea. Anyway, Marjorie, I'd better be getting home. Is there anything else I can do for you before I go?
No, really. Haley will be home very soon, and Roy's on day shift this week, so he shouldn't be much later.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, Jennifer, I don't know how I'd have managed this past couple of weeks if it wasn't for them.
You ought to go over and see her again, Joe.
Yeah, we will.
It's sad to see her looking so helpless.
Oh, she'll bench back.
Do you reckon?
Tough old bird, Marjorie Entravis.
Oh, she used to be such an active person, didn't she? Striding about the place with them dogs.
Oh, before his life forgets. Linda Snell come round this afternoon.
Oh, not again.
Says she's reporting this to Jack Woolley.
Oh, no.
Like he's going to care.
Well, he might. I mean, there's bound to be something in our tenancy about keeping the place neat and tidy.
Well, he keeps it neat and tidy.
Well.
Grass is mowed, edges cut.
Yeah, and you can't see the front edge, can you? On account of all the stuff piled up on the verge.
Only a few bags of compost.
Then bald tyres off the van.
Fine collection of garden ornaments.
And old exhaust pipes and bits of scrap iron has come off the digger.
Well, I ain't that bad.
And she only agreed to the shed being built because all the clutter were going to be put inside.
Well, he can't go in there.
And so did Mr. Woolley.
That's Bartleby stable, that is.
Have you seen Edward?
No, he'd come in earlier, but he went straight back over Grange Farm. Baby's getting ready to drop her calf.
Oh.
So I told him, I said, she'll need checking every couple of hours.
But he's so busy at the moment, can't you do it?
Me?
Oh, can you get that?
Oh, I say, the lad's keen. It keeps him out of trouble. Hello? Hold on, lad, calm down. Start at the beginning.
What's the matter?
Have you called the vet? Good lad. Well, next thing you've got to do is to get her upright. Here. Yeah, that's right. Bales of straw. Plenty in Sterling's barn. See if he's there, but if he ain't, you just help yourself.
What's happened?
You're all right, I'm on my way. Just give me 10 minutes. Baby Spicy's down with milk fever.
Oh, no.
You see how her belly is starting to bloat?
Oh, I thought that was just... Well, she's pregnant, isn't she?
That's gas, I'm afraid.
Where should I put this bale?
Just right down by her back. Yep, that's it.
Was that enough?
One more, I should think.
All right, hang on, baby, won't be long.
You see, ruminant animals, they spend their lives belching and...
Yes, I get the picture.
Well, because she's fat out on the ground, she can't. So all the gas is building up inside. So what we're going to try and do is get her into a sitting position.
How?
With difficulty.
Where shall I put this one?
Just down there. Yeah, that's it. Just there. Right up against the back. Yep. Now, if we just tuck her legs under like so...
Well, Grandad should be here in a minute.
I hope we can manage this between the three of us, but if not, and the front legs up there. So, now, what we're going to try and do is sort of roll her over this way. And then, Caroline, if you tuck the bales in behind to hold her up, OK?
You ready, girl?
Caroline?
You lift, I shove the bales.
Yeah, that's the idea. Right, Ed, you go there. Now, get your arms. Yep, that's it. All right, OK? One... two, three, and up! Oh, shove the bale in. Yep, go on. Oh, great. Oh, well done.
Oh, here's Grandad.
Oh, good.
I still need to get her a bit higher. So, one more, Eve, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, and up! Yep, come on, that's it. Now, wedge it right up against her.
Won't go any further.
Ah, that's fine.
How's she doing?
Well, I hope that's got her high enough.
Yeah, the vet should be here any minute.
Oh, dear, she's completely out of it.
I hope she's going to be all right.
Oh, I think...
That looks promising.
There seems to be a certain amount of eructation going on.
You what?
She's belching.
Yeah, well done, baby.
Well, that's a good start. All she needs now is a shot of calcium.
She could easily go down again. We'll need to keep watching.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Oliver. And you, Caroline.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, what time did you call the vet?
Straight away, didn't you, Ed?
Yeah, well, I called her just before I rang you. It's taken ages.
Ah, well, always seems that way when you're worried.
Tell you what, Grandad, it's a good thing you told me to check on her regular. If I hadn't come up here till nightfall, she'd have been a goner.
Yeah, she would, lad. You did well by her. And if her dear Lloyd gets a move on, she should be fine.
Has last week's encounter with Simon changed things for Brian and Siobhan?
Haven't you got your antenatal class this afternoon?
Yes, I'm just waiting for Elizabeth to come and pick me up.
How are you feeling?
Oh, my back's killing me. I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Oh, my.
But, apart from that, I'm fine.
I wish I could be there to make it better.
And how are things with you?
Oh, well, you know.
No.
Apart from anything else, Jenny's invited her brother to supper tonight.
Yes, you told me.
And I really do find him very heavy going.
Oh, Pat's nice, though.
Yes. You can guarantee that some stage in the evening I'll get the sanctimonious lecture about the virtues of organic farming.
Well, you're an organic farmer now. In Hungary.
Oh, that's true. Plus, Debbie's just done this environmental survey thing for leave.
Well, there you go, then. You're doing your bit.
Somehow, I don't think Tony will see it that way.
And, Well, how is Debbie?
All right, I think.
So, Simon hasn't said anything?
No. Well, I don't think so.
What?
Well, whichever way you look at it, I'm afraid Debbie's going to get hurt.
You think there might really be something going on between Simon and Brenda?
I've no idea, but... Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Really? Oh, look, that'll be Elizabeth.
OK, my love, look, I'll talk to you again soon.
And I'll see you on Friday, yeah?
Yes, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Cam, I'm coming.
Hiya. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, come on in a minute. I've just got to get my shoes on.
I've just had one of those mornings.
Oh.
First of all, Hayley didn't show up till gone 10.
Oh, no.
Something about Mrs. Antrobus having dropped a bottle of milk.
What?
Well, you knew she had a fall.
Oh, yes, you told me.
She sprained her wrist, which means she can't do much for herself, apparently.
Oh, poor old thing.
So Hayley's leapt into the breach and seems to be acting as unpaid home help.
That's very public-spirited of her.
Yes, except I do actually pay her to look after my children. And then nobody had taken the dog out.
Oh, Charlie the Spaniel. Mm.
Who's supposed to be Julia's dog, remember? But does she feed her? Does she take her walkies? No. So I let her out for a run, and she did her old trick of trying to eat one of the peacocks.
Oh, no.
I thought she'd got over that. And then I'm all ready to set off and discover that Kendon has walked off with the keys to my car.
I'm astonished you made it at all. Mm.
Well, I was determined. I feel in need of one of your lovely, relaxing antenatal classes.
I think we're doing birth plans today.
But we still get a bit of lying on the floor and deep breathing, don't we?
It were only because Jo said to check on her more often.
Oh, so Jo's the hero of the hour. Oh,
you'd think so, to listen to him. But I think it were down to Edward.
Well, if he hadn't recognised it was milk fever.
And Oliver Sterling, he were great. And Caroline, she pitched him. Made a bright mess of her lovely jacket, so Jo said.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, baby perked up like a good one soon as Alistair gave her the calcium jab. And Edward stayed there all evening to make sure she didn't go down again.
He's certainly got away with livestock, hasn't he?
Oh, he's got farming in his blood, all right. I wish... Oh, well, there you go. No point dwelling on what might have been. Are you finished with that jug?
Yeah.
Pass it over, then I'll give it a wash. How's Helen?
Oh, happy as Larry.
They managing in the shop without her?
Oh, yes. She's not nearly as indispensable as she likes to think.
And have you been to visit?
What, to Greg's cottage? Hmm? Yeah, she invited us over for tea.
Oh.
With homemade scones.
Well, she baked them herself.
Doesn't sound like Ellen, does it?
Oh, never thought of her as the domesticated type.
No, but now she's moved in with Greg. Well, she seems to be enjoying, you know, playing house. I suppose it'll last.
What, her and Greg?
Oh, no. I just meant, Helen trying to do the domestic goddess bit. Really isn't her.
You don't know where Tom is, do you?
He took some of his sausage meat over for Jack and Peggy to try.
Oh, surely that could have waited till this evening.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, he's supposed to be ferrying the potato pickers home while I do the milking.
Well, if he said he'd do it, I dare say he'll be back.
And we'll be finished in about 10 minutes.
OK, if Tom's not here, I'll do it.
Well, will you?
Said so, didn't I?
Oh, OK.
You can finish off in here, can't you, Clary?
Oh, yeah, of course. I just hope your Tom's sausage meat put Mr. Woolley in a good mood.
What?
We're expecting a visit.
What, from Jack?
Linda Snell's complained to me about the mess out front of our cottage.
Oh, I see.
My heart's in my mouth every time there's a ring at the door.
Is the mess worse than usual?
No, not really. But she turned a blind eye to Joe building the shed because she thought all the junk were going to be stored in there.
Ah.
And that's what Joe told Mr. Woolley it were going to be for.
Whereas, in fact...
It's a stable for a pony.
A water birth?
What's so terrible about that?
Oh, nothing. I just... Well, I didn't expect it.
Well, you know Louise, the one with the curly black hair.
At the antenatal class?
Yeah, well, she said she had her first that way, and it was brilliant.
I just thought... I somehow imagine you'd want all the benefits of high-tech medicine. You know, doctors and heart monitors and painkillers.
I'm still going to be in hospital. It's just one of the choices that they offer these days. And from what Louise said...
Well, it's your decision.
Sovereign for the backache, that's what she said.
Oh, dear, are you suffering?
I think I'll have a little sit-down on that bench.
Oh, OK.
Oh, this is what happens every day. I set out virtuously to walk to the bandstand and back. But I get as far as this bench and... Oh, that's better.
Mm. Oh, it's nice here.
Yes, I'm very lucky having the park on my doorstep.
I imagine myself pushing the baby around here in his pram.
Or hers.
Which?
What?
Which do you think it's going to be?
I honestly don't care. Just as long as it's got all its bits in working order. Though I think Brian would like a boy.
Do you?
Anyway, things are a bit difficult at the moment.
Why? What's happened? We went out for a drink last week, and we bumped into Debbie's husband.
Oh, no. Simon and Jennifer are really close.
Ryan gave him the usual spiel, you know, about me doing some translation work for him. But whether he believed it...
Oh, Siobhan.
And I get the feeling that... Well, the idea of Debbie finding out, that worries Brian even more than, you know, if Jennifer did.
Oh, how awful.
The only thing is, Simon was actually with another woman.
What?
So the hope is that, you know, we keep quiet about that. And
well, who was it? Anyone we know?
Oh, yeah. Brenda Tucker.
Oh, well, she's doing an evening class with him.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not unusual for students to go for a drink with their tutor.
But if it is perfectly innocent, that makes it worse in a way.
Why?
Because then he's got no reason to keep quiet about seeing me and Brian together.
You've been to visit, have you?
Oh, we were invited to tea.
Mm, she's certainly making a mark on the place.
Oh, is she?
She's painting the sitting room.
Good heavens. Well, it has got rather nasty green wallpaper. I gave her some curtains when it's finished, and she put a throw over the sofa. She's got a couple of table lamps. Mm. She's really made it look very cosy.
That's one thing it certainly wasn't before. Cosy. Don't think Greg's done a thing to the place since he moved in.
They don't, do they? Men.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you did any painting and decorating?
Donnie, if you marry me for my DIY skills, you must have been sadly disappointed all these years.
He was very quiet at home without her.
We've had plenty of time to get used to it. She might as well have moved in with him 6 months ago for all the time she spent at home.
But I notice it more now. She's flown the nest.
Exactly.
These potatoes are very nice, Jenny. What have you done to them?
Sour cream. Oh, I did wonder. They're delicious. Have some more.
Don't talk to me about potatoes.
Tony.
I heard you had a bit of a problem.
No, it's not me who's got the problem. It's the blooming supermarket.
Not now.
Supposed to be supporting British organic growers, aren't they?
Ah, have some more venison.
60% of my crop rejected.
Well, I hate to rub salt in the wound.
Ryan, please.
I got 85% pack out of my Hungarian crop.
What?
Pretty good, eh? We've just gone through the packing plant in East Anglia.
Let's not talk about potatoes. Some more venison, Pat.
Mm, no, it's delicious, but I really couldn't eat any more. Are you planning to go to Harvest Supper this year?
Oh, yes. It's all supposed to be local produce this year, isn't it?
Mm. We'll be contributing a couple of sacks of spuds.
Tony.
Since our market is being so ruthlessly undercut by cheap foreign imports.
It's not a question of undercutting you, Tony.
Well, what would you call it?
You've got to face facts. Growing potatoes on this land is a pretty hit-and-miss business. Whereas the soil we've got over there is just about ideal. We achieve 38 tonnes per hectare.
Well, I don't suppose you'll get much of a price for them, though.
Well, I can't complain.
How's Tom doing with these funny Christmas sausages?
Surprisingly well.
And Peggy was saying you'd taken some over them to try.
They're really very nice.
Mm, sure.
He's just got to get the marketing right.
So, how much did you get?
Tony.
Well, let's just say I made an excellent return on my investment.
The prices are rock bottom at the moment.
Well, I'm not selling them on the free buy market.
Aren't you?
Of course not. Look at this lot on contract, thank goodness.
Oh.
The price was agreed before the crop was even in the ground.
So, how does Alice like her new saddle?
Oh, it's a great success. We see even less of her now than we did before. She's always out on that
pony.
You're
never going to tell me you sell yours on the free buy market.
Well, that's enough.
I'm interested. That seems a pretty strange way to do business.
Now, I'll tell you what strikes me as pretty strange. That you get hold of that piece of land in Hungary and immediately get organic accreditation.
It's all perfectly above board. There'd been nothing grown there the previous year except lucerne. As you know, inputs are zero.
You see, this is what's so unfair.
It takes 3 years in this country.
Another thing, you can get accreditation on a field-by-field basis.
Whatever happened to the idea of a level playing field?
I dropped in to see Marjorie Antrobus yesterday.
Oh, did you?
That's why the smart money's in Hungary.
Took her round to Dundee Cake.
Oh, that's nice.
She used to turn them out by the dozen.
Money, exactly.
What?
Cake stall at Fate, over 60s tea, Marjorie would always turn up with a Dundee
Cake.
This
is what it's all about for you, isn't it? Money.
Oh, and you grow vegetables just for the joy of horticulture, I suppose.
We do it because we believe in it.
Oh, here we go.
Because organic food is more healthy and better for the environment. And that's why the majority of organic farmers do it.
And making a living has nothing to do with it.
You're just cynically exploiting the market.
Oh, come on, let's not have an argument.
I'm not arguing.
Neither am I.
So, how's Debbie these days?
Oh, she's all right. I have to say, I do wish she'd take life a bit easier. She's turning into a real workaholic.
And just think, there's a whole section of the market who'd love to buy organic.
Oh, Brian, please.
They simply can't afford the fancy premiums that you and your worthy brethren have charged in the past. All I'm doing is giving them the opportunity to buy organic at reasonable prices.
By undercutting the local grower.
And what's more, I'm doing it completely without subsidy.
I beg your pardon.
Whereas you're going to be feather-bedded by the government.
How dare you talk to us about subsidies?
Oh, no, Pat, please.
We have been fully organic for 15 years, and in those 15 years, we have not received a penny in subsidy.
Right.
You're getting it now, though, aren't you?
Look, if you've all had enough...
how much have you made in the last 15 years out of the CAP,
Will
Brian?
Will you pass me your plates, please?
How many hundreds of thousands have you raked in grants and subsidies and handouts?
Can I just say one thing?
What's that, darling?
You are none of you getting any pudding unless you stop talking about potatoes.
Jack is trying to be a conscientious landlord.
Joe, it's about the clutter.
What do you mean, clutter?
In front of the cottage.
I see no clutter.
Well, the piles of muck and...
quality compost, that is.
Or bits of old cars.
Essential spare parts.
There have been complaints.
Ah, well, if you're referring to a certain resident of Ambridge Hall...
Well, yes, Linda has been particularly vocal.
She's a vindictive old trout.
Oh, be that as
she's been
may.
Trying to get back at us ever since that business with Eddie's digger.
You did say you were going to move it all into the shed.
No, I never.
Well, that's what you told me.
Not in so many words. And the point is, if she hadn't evicted Bartleby from his pasture...
Oh, be fair,
I wouldn't have had to find him a new home.
It is Linda's pasture.
Ain't ideal, you know, keeping a horse in your back garden.
And Eddie did make the most frightful mess of it.
But she left me no choice.
Oh, do try and see it from her point of view.
Her point of view?
Yeah.
She can't hardly see this place, not unless she leans out her upstairs window.
And it's not just her.
Who else, eh? Who else has complained?
Well, you have rather taken over the front of Cathy's cottage.
She ain't said nothing.
Well, no, to be fair, she hasn't.
And she wouldn't.
She hasn't said a word, but...
best of friends, me and Cathy Perks. I does her garden for her. And her little lad, he comes over with apples for Bartleby.
Aren't you going to answer that?
You ask her. You ask her if we ain't good neighbours. Hello? Edward? Yeah, eh? Yeah. Well, ain't that something, eh? All right, then. I'll be up just as soon as I've hitched up the trap. Bye now. Well, I hope you said all you had to say, Jack Woolley, because you're going to have to push off now.
What are you grinning about?
Baby Spice. A couple of days ago, she nearly copped it. But now she's dropped her calf, and guess what, eh? There's two on them.
And then he tries to make himself out as the big philanthropist. You know, like he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Brian Aldridge!
Making organic produce available to people who couldn't otherwise afford it.
He's doing it because he can make a quick buck.
Yeah, well, of course he is. He then has the nerve to suggest we're getting it easy.
Can you move us over that other bag of nuts?
What?
Behind you.
Oh, yeah, right. Even Pat lost her cool at that point. I mean, we haven't had a penny in subsidy in 18 years, while he's been raking it in hand over fist.
Sounds like it wasn't much of a fun evening.
Well, Jennifer told him to shut up in the end, which was lucky.
Out of the way.
Because I was that close to walking out. It was either that or punch him in the mouth.
Yeah. All right, that'll be for this lot. Hey, can you honk the wire for them?
Yeah, I'm sure. But the evening was pretty much ruined.
All right, you lot. There's no need to panic.
Couldn't even tell you what we had for pudding. I was in such a rage.
And how was Helen?
What?
Well, I wondered how Helen was getting on.
Oh, she's all right.
Since she moved in with Greg.
Pat's the one who's got a problem.
Hey?
Well, she's never been that keen on Greg.
Oh, I know how she feels.
What's it done to you?
Huh? Oh, no. I was just imagining how I'd feel if my Emma often moved in with William.
Ah, I see.
She's threatened it often enough.
Did she?
Told you, didn't I? Susan's invited him over tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you did.
She's been going on at me all week about how I got to smile and be nice to him.
Well, it doesn't do any good antagonising them.
But the irony of it is, Tony, tomorrow afternoon I've got to drive Emma into the hospital to see this consultant.
Oh, right, it's about her claim for compensation.
Yeah, but the damage done to her by Ed Grundin. And then I'm supposed to spend the evening smiling and being nice to his stupid brother.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Jack.
Morning. I was looking for Tom, actually.
Oh, he's gone to Birmingham.
Oh, that's a shame.
Can I give him a message?
Oh, it's not important. I just thought, since I was passing, I'd drop in and tell him how much we enjoyed his funny sausages.
Oh, is this the Christmas pudding one?
Yeah.
You liked them, did you?
Oh, we did. I thought it sounded a bit, you know, unappetising. But Peggy used him to stuff a roast chicken last night, and it was wonderful.
Well, that's what he's doing in Birmingham. He's gone to see his sausage maker.
to get him to make up a few packs.
Oh.
You know, ready to hawk round the retailers.
Well, I reckon he's on to a winner.
Come on, little beauty.
She's a beautiful effort, isn't she?
Oh, they're grand up here, rather. That's right, you follow your mum.
Got amazing colour.
Yeah, that's what you get, Chevrolet Bull on a jersey. Tarted this old shed up a bit, didn't he, old Sterling?
Well, he had a new roof put on.
Oh, well, needed it. Sleep like a stiff. Here you go, young fella. That's it.
Look at him, greedy little beggar. Can't wait for his next meal.
Yeah. Gonna have to do something about that.
What do you mean?
Tent but a couple of days since she was dealing with milk fever. Don't want that happening again, do we?
Well, you think I ought to stay up here and keep an eye on?
Well, you've got work to do.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we can't risk losing her, can we? Not now.
Who gets it from me, you know?
What?
Oh, your daddy ain't got the same feel at all.
Feel for what?
The beasts. There's that special kind of...
Oh, give it a rest, Grandad.
Yeah, what's that word?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah, right. So what should we do?
Gotta keep them calves from suckling, ain't you?
Eh?
Well, if they take too much milk from her, she won't be getting no calcium back from the others, see? And then, before you know it, boom, she'll be down again.
Well, how are we supposed to stop them?
Put them in a separate pen.
Take them away from her, she'll go mental.
Oh, no. What you need to do is fish over some more of them hurdles.
What for?
We'll divide this pen in two, see? Baby one side and the two calves the other.
Oh, right, so she can still see him.
Give them a lick through the bars if she wants. Mm. And then just let them tour twice a day.
Well, for how long?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
No, I mean, how long do we have to keep them separate?
A few days, till she's perked up a bit.
Right.
Well, you can see she ain't 100%, can't you?
Yeah, her eyes look sort of dull, don't they? And her coat's a bit, like...
Starey.
Hey?
Starey. That's what we calls a coat that lost its shine.
No, we do we?
Yes, we do. Now, you go on, fit some of them hurdles over.
I can do it.
No, Dad, you'll get filthy.
A little bit of dirt never hurt anyone.
I'll give Titcomb a call and he can come out with the Land Rover.
It's really not necessary.
He can be here in 5 minutes.
By which time I'll have the wheel changed.
And I can take you home in the Land Rover while Titcomb changes the wheel.
Look, it will be just as easy.
Oh, no.
Why? Isn't he answering?
What is the point of us giving him a mobile phone if he keeps things switched off all the time?
Well, that's something that I shall have to...
No, Dad. I'll give Nigel a call.
Do you need a hand?
Oh, hello, Debbie.
We've got a flat tyre.
So I see.
And Elizabeth won't let me change it because she thinks I'm too old.
Rubbish! I just don't want you messing up your good clothes.
Well, let me do it.
Oh, no, that's really not necessary.
Oh, look, I'm already wearing filthy overalls. I've got grease under my fingernails.
I'm sure you've got work to do.
Oh, only a bit of spraying. It can wait. Now, where's your wheel bracer? Oh,
thanks, Debbie.
Where are you heading?
I was only taking Dad home.
I went over to Lower Lochner this morning to have a word with Reg.
Reg?
The chap who looks after our rare breeds. Dad's trying to persuade him that what we really need is a middle white pig.
Ah. You're putting words into my mouth again.
Well, it's what you think, isn't it, Dad?
Well, anyway, Kenton asked if he could borrow my car for half an hour. Foolishly, I said yes.
To be honest, I was glad to get Kenton out of the way, because he spent the whole morning badgering Cathy. But no sooner is he gone than Jack turns up and monopolises her for the next 20 minutes.
Well, anyway, 2 hours later... Kenton calls and say he's stuck in Pelpersham.
Oh, dear.
And I need to get home because Chris and George are coming over for tea.
So I offered to give Dad a lift home, and then this happens.
You're not having a good day, are you?
I've known better.
Right, let's get this harness off.
So if I go up there about 6, put the calves in with her...
That's it. Good boy.
Just for 20 minutes, you reckon?
Yeah, that's what I said. Grab hold of this, will you?
I'll ask Oliver to take a look at it later on.
Edward?
What?
The trap.
I'm sorry. Here, let me take
it. Yeah, you worked up quite a sweat, didn't you, Bartleby?
Here, do you reckon?
I have to give you a bit of a rub down, won't we?
Will the calves be getting enough?
Well, the calves will be fine. Which is more than you'll be if you keep standing in the middle of the road. Now, get that trap up on the verge.
Well, there's not a lot of room, is there?
Well, put it over outside Cathy Burke. She won't mind. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Afternoon.
Not again.
Oh, hello. Where are you going with that?
I'm just getting it off the road.
Where's Cathy supposed to put her car?
Well, there's loads of room.
She don't mind us using her verge, you asked her.
Already did.
Did you?
Yeah. She is a remarkably obliging woman, isn't she?
Yeah, ask Kenton Archer.
Edward. Live and let live, she said.
Yeah, I told you.
Which, I must say, I find very refreshing. But, on the other hand...
What?
It is a terrible mess out here.
It's not that bad.
And there is a clause in your lease, you know, about keeping the property in good order.
It is in good order, except for his bedroom.
You're worse than mum sometimes.
Now, I don't want to come the heavy-handed landlord, Joe, but
if I get complaints...
Yeah, but you just said Cathy don't care. It don't affect no one else.
Linda Snell's been moaning again.
Hasn't she got nothing better to do?
Look, couldn't you just tidy it up a bit? Maybe put some of this junk round the back?
What do you mean, junk?
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, please, Joe, you've got to help me out here.
You went to this party too, did you?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, Kenton were telling me about it.
The expurgated version, I hope.
Why? What did you get up to?
You don't want to know, Dad.
It was terrific, though.
There you go. That should do.
Oh, well done.
Can you just pass me the hubcap?
Oh, here you are.
Thanks.
So, how's Nigel? How's his poor shoulder?
The shoulder's fine. He seems to get so easily bored these days. I mean, it's only 10 days since the party, and already he wants to know when the next one's going to be.
Kenton's influence, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, that's meant for you, isn't it? Simon's the same. Never wants to stay home of an evening if there's a party happening anywhere in the county.
Really?
Yeah, you saw him last week, didn't you, Phil?
What?
Simon out with his harem.
Oh, well, not a harem, exactly.
I'll just put your flat tire in the boot.
Oh, I caught a glimpse of him and Brenda Tucker, that's all.
You saw him as well? What do you mean?
Well, Jill and I have been to a concert and we were just strolling.
No, what do you mean, as well?
Well, nothing. It's just somebody else happened to mention that they'd seen Simon and Brenda.
Who?
Oh, just a friend of mine. He lives in Velbsham, near the university. I mean, obviously, it wasn't just Simon and Brenda. There were a load of other students. You know, one evening last week. It was, must have been the same night that you and Mum...
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Last Wednesday. I suppose they often go for a drink, don't they, after their evening class?
Yeah. Although, now you come to mention it.
What?
The American Literature Evening Class. It's usually on Tuesday.
Simon really was going to have a quiet evening at home.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Brenda, hi. What a nice surprise. What are you doing here?
I've been at City Hall interviewing the chair of the planning committee.
Oh, I'm impressed.
No, don't be.
You told me they only let you cover village fetes and WI meetings.
It was all about the plan to pedestrianise Union Street.
And what did your planning man have to say about it?
Oh, a lot of stuff about urban restructuring and, what was it? A reconfiguration of the built environment.
What's that in English?
I think it means moving things around for the sake of it. Anyway, are you busy?
I was just on my way home.
Got time for a drink?
Well, I'm supposed to be on cooking detail tonight.
Oh. Well, never mind.
No, but hey, it's only 6 o'clock. Plenty of time for a quick one.
So, what did he ask?
You know... smells gorgeous.
Oh, it's only roast chicken.
It's great.
Well, I like it. And it's my birthday dinner, so...
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks. Now, come on. Tell me what this doctor said.
Nothing much, really.
What do you mean, nothing much? You were there for hours.
Just asked a load of questions.
Like what?
Like whether I still got any pain in my leg.
Did you tell him about the stiffness?
Dad told him.
Well, why didn't you?
I didn't think. I mean, it hardly ever happens now.
Oh, come on, love. Think how often you used to go dancing.
Yeah. Then he asked me about the scarring and, you know, was I self-conscious about it.
Yeah, and what did he say?
Not as much as I used to be.
But you still wear trousers all the time.
No, I don't. Anyway, he had a good look at my leg and said he'd do a report.
And when will you hear?
Dunno, sometime.
Oh, there you are, Neil.
Where did you think I was?
Will's going to be here any minute.
Well, pigs have to be fed, Will or no Will.
Well, go and get yourself changed.
Oh, that'll be him.
Oh, look, take him in the lounge, Emma. We'll be through in a minute.
OK.
She told you what the consultant said?
Well, a bit. She didn't seem too keen to talk about it.
Oh, it was lucky I went with her. She kept making light of it. You know, saying it didn't hurt no more and the scars didn't bother her.
Oh, that's not true.
I can't help thinking she plays dead in the whole thing because of...
Oh, you know, because of him.
Oh.
Will.
What's he got to do with Will?
Well, it was his brother who...
Neil, for heaven's sake.
I just think...
Yes, I know what you think.
We spend the afternoon assessing the damage done to her by one Grundy boy, and this evening...
Look, I don't want to hear another word. This is my birthday supper, and I am not having it ruined by you making...
What?
Snide remarks.
I do not make snide remarks.
You should hear yourself sometimes. Mum, Will's got something for you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, they're gorgeous, aren't they lovely, Neil?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, I hope I've got a vase big enough.
And I got you some chocolates as well.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Well, Em said they were your favourites.
Hello? Simon?
Bills.
You have one message. One.
Hi, honey. It's me. Look, I'm really sorry, but I've got held up. Going to be another hour or so. And I know it's my turn to cook, so I'll pick up a takeaway. Okay? See you later. Bye.
Thursday, 6:14 p.m. End of messages.
How much? Oh, Simon. Who on earth?
Hello, this is Brenda's phone. Can't take your call right now, so please leave a message after the beep.
Ah, he's frowned upon these days.
Why?
Too macho. Not at all the done thing in this politically correct age to celebrate bullfighting, you know, and hard-drinking men with guns.
But just because you disapprove of someone's politics or whatever, that doesn't make them a bad writer.
No, Hemingway was a fantastic writer. He pioneered a really pared-down journalistic style. No adjectives, nothing flowery, just pure, limpid, unadorned prose.
The trouble with you, Simon, whenever you start talking about a book, I instantly want to read it.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
What?
To inspire people to read.
Oh, and there's me thinking you were here because you enjoyed my stimulating company.
I meant here at the university.
What about here in the pub?
I wouldn't be here if you hadn't dragged me.
You didn't take much dragging.
Because I do so enjoy your stimulating company.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Are you flirting with me?
Oh, perish the thought.
Brenda Tucker, what are we going to do with you?
You could buy me another drink.
Well...
Please don't say you've got to go.
I really don't want to.
Well, don't then.
You are going to get me into big trouble.
Oh, come on, Simon. Another 20 minutes isn't going to make any difference.
That's what you always say. 20 minutes turns into half an hour and then into who knows what.
And, of course, Freddie's screaming blue murder, and that's when Elizabeth comes in.
Oh, no.
I mean, she don't bawl Kent now. She waits till Ailey gets back and then gives her an earful.
Well, that's not very fair. Can I have some more gravy?
Help yourself.
And poor Ailey just goes to pieces, because she's only nipped out to buy some food for Mrs. Antrobus.
Oh, she's having to cook for her and everything, isn't she?
And she's finding it really difficult.
She should have Meals on Wheels or something.
Who?
Marjorie Antrobus. I mean, she can't keep relying on Roy and Hay.
Ailey says they don't usually cook in the evening. Often as that, she'll get something from the cafe.
Oh, right. Anyway, how are you getting on at work, Will?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Having an easy time of it this week, ain't you?
No, not really.
What's funny?
Oh, it's just, Greg keeps being late for work.
Since Ellen moved in with him.
Doesn't she have to get up for work?
Oh, she's had the week off to, get settled in.
So romantic, ain't it?
Romantic?
Yeah.
Greg Turner?
Ellen obviously thinks he is.
Would you like a bit more chicken now?
Please, if there's a bit going spare.
Pass your plate.
So, you ain't told me what this doctor said.
Nothing to tell, really.
What do you mean?
Prodded my leg a bit and asked a few questions. So?
It was important what he says.
No, the wine.
That'll decide how much compensation you get.
I know. So, Will, your mum was telling me that...
Compensation for the injuries you suffered.
The Jersey cow of yours had twins.
Yeah, baby Spice.
Oh, she's not really mine no more.
mum, isn't she?
Well, I sort of gave her to Grandad, see, on account of he was looking after her. Only then he goes and gives her to Ed. And there's no way I'm letting him keep her. I mean, she's a valuable animal, especially now she's got two calves.
But, well, he did save her life.
Hey?
Oh, she went down with milk fever, Clara said.
Yeah, just before the calves were born. But I reckon it was Grandad saved her.
I saw him trotting up to Grange Farm in his trap.
Yeah, he really gets about now he's got that thing.
Still keeping the horse in the back garden.
Yeah?
And the trap out front, along with the piles of compost and old car parts and mooning gnomes.
Yeah, Linda Snell's always complaining.
Yeah, well, for once I agree with her. It's a blooming eyesore of that place.
It's nothing to do with Will.
I never said it was.
He don't live there.
His family, though, isn't it?
Right. I'll just go and see to the pudding. Give me a hand, will you, Neil?
Hi, honey. Sorry to be late. I know I promised to cook for you, but I just couldn't get away.
You never can.
I got Chinese. Hope that's okay.
It'll have to be, won't it?
I hope you're starving. Yeah, I think I overdid it. Crispy duck, chicken chow mein, prawns with ginger, all your favorites.
So what was it this time?
What?
That made you so late?
Oh, one of my students, you know how it is.
I know what you tell me.
Are you mad at me?
Of course I'm mad at you. I've been sitting here for the best part of 2 hours, not knowing when you'd be home.
I left you a message. Didn't you get my message?
Yes, you said an hour.
Are you starving? Here, have a prawn cracker.
So, this student...
Oh, you know, usual trouble.
So you took her to the pub?
What?
Well, you reek of alcohol.
I had one beer, that's all.
Oh, very restrained.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. Don't give me a hard time.
And what's her name?
Who?
The student.
No one you know.
Oh, well, I think you're wrong there. I know Brenda Tucker very well.
What? What makes you think I was with Brenda Tucker?
You were, weren't you?
Where did you get hold of that, Annie?
A straight yes or no would do, Simon.
Okay, where do you want these plates?
Put them on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
And shut the door. Oh, I'll do it.
What's going on?
Neil, this is my birthday supper, and I am not enjoying it.
Well, what do you expect? An evening with Will Grundy was never going to be the best.
It's not Will who's the problem. It's you.
Me?
Will is being polite and sociable. Whereas you, haven't got a decent word to say about anyone.
What have I said?
You've been a complete wet blanket.
No, I'm not.
And I'm really finding it quite exhausting. So do me a favour, Neil. If you can't find anything nice to say, will you please say nothing at all?
How can you possibly think there's anything going on between me and her? She's only a kid.
But you like them young, don't you?
Oh, come on.
No, I suppose this is my problem now, isn't it? I'm over the hill.
Debbie, I love you.
But Brenda's 10 years younger.
Look, last week you thought it was a huge joke.
I changed my mind.
Why? What's happened?
Nothing's happened.
Oh, come on. Something's put this ludicrous notion into your head.
Why are you getting so defensive, huh?
Or someone. Has somebody been telling tales? Is that what it is?
How I found out is not important.
It was your father, wasn't it?
What?
Oh, he's got a nerve accusing me of playing around.
What are you talking about?
You
want
to know
about?
What he's been up to these past few months? Him and Siobhan Hathaway?
What?
You heard me. Where are you going? Debbie, come back!
What's happened to Debbie?
I took her up a cup of tea.
How is she?
She looks terrible. Obviously been crying her eyes out.
Did she say anything?
No more than she said last night.
So you still don't know?
Oh, only that something happened with Simon.
I mean, have they had a row?
I don't know.
Is it serious?
Oh, serious enough for her to come running home in the middle of the night.
No, I mean, is she going back?
Brian, I can't read her mind.
It'll be another woman.
Oh, I do hope not.
Talk about history repeating itself.
They've barely been married 2 years.
It was just like this, do you remember, when she came running home from university?
Yes.
And that was when she'd caught him with someone else. Oh, God, I knew she should never have married him.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's true.
Brian, we don't know what's happened.
Another woman, I'll lay money on it.
Until she tells us, well, there's really no point in speculating.
Is she, you know, going to be in a fit state to work?
Don't be ridiculous.
And she was supposed to start harvesting the linseed today.
Well, she obviously hasn't slept a wink, poor love.
Well, she's not the only one.
You'll have to manage without her.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to be out today. I've got people to see.
This is an emergency.
Yes, all right. I'll cancel my appointments.
So, how was your meeting?
Oh, terrific, thanks. You know, people are always carrying on about whinging farmers.
Whinging?
Sorry, complaining. Ah. People in this country think farmers complain all the time. But last night, it's like everyone had got the message. No one else is going to help us, so we've got to help ourselves.
So, what will you do?
Very good. Well, it's like we were saying, British dairy farmers have never really had a stake in milk processing, and that's what we need to change.
How?
Oh, well, that's a million-pound question, isn't it? It's going to take a bit of research.
These are all finished?
All right, well, you let them out, and I'll get the next lot in.
Right.
Go on, beast, in you go.
Perfectly.
Go on.
Beverly! So, now you will, research?
We will. Oh, and talking of research, Ruth's very excited by some study that proves that milk produced on fresh grass has got more... Oh, what are they called? CLAs.
What are CLAs?
Well, it's a good question. I'll have to ask Ruth. Anyway, they're terribly good for you, and they reckon that they help in the prevention of cancer.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone last night was dead impressed. Ruth, very good at, you know, getting arguments across.
She is a deb hand.
That's right! Very good.
I've brought you some more tea.
Thanks.
And a bit of toast.
Oh, no, I don't really think I...
You should eat something.
No, really.
OK. Well, maybe later.
Yeah.
Darling... Simon's been on the phone.
Oh, God.
He says he wants to talk to you.
No way. I can't talk to him. Not after what he... Oh.
Darling, I have to ask. Was he violent?
No. Oh, no, of course not. No, it's nothing like that.
So what is it?
Mum, I can't...
No, all right, no. But if he rings again...
Tell him to leave me alone.
OK, if that's what you want.
I don't know what I want, Mum. I just don't... I don't know what to do.
Is it another woman?
I just feel so... utterly humiliated.
Oh, darling. Oh, I'm so sorry.
How could I have been so stupid?
Well, are you sure?
Elizabeth said something.
Elizabeth?
And I thought it was a bit odd.
Well, what?
I thought it was like she was, she was hiding something from me.
Did she
and
say?
Then there was the phone bell.
The phone bell?
Simon's phone bell for the mobile. I opened it by mistake and there were all these calls, dozens of them, to another mobile, and so I rang it. And it was her.
Who?
Brenda Tucker.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Tom. You okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You been past Keeper's Cottage today?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Someone's been having a bit of a clear-up. Looks quite tidy, considering.
You're kidding. All the compost gone.
Well, won't go that far. Anyway, I was hoping to have a word with Chabba.
I'm not sure where you'll be at this moment.
Ah, well, it's not important.
But they should all be in for lunch in about 10 minutes or so. Do you want to come in and wait?
Well...
You can give me a handcart and there's shopping inside if you like.
Oh, all right.
Great. Can you grab some of those bags and I'll just get Ben... Oh, did you think I'd forgotten you, eh? Come on, out you come.
Did you see the Echo yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Bert's poem.
Wasn't it wonderful?
As a hand, there's no one dabber with cows and sheep than our friend Chabba.
Well, you try finding a rhyme for Chabba.
Poor bloke.
It took us ages trying to explain what being a dab hand means.
He must be so embarrassed.
Embarrassed? No.
Brenda Tucker.
Apparently.
But I thought... I mean, look, it can't be serious, surely.
Debbie obviously thinks so.
But I thought...
What?
Well, how does she know?
Something about a phone bill.
Phone bill?
Well, she discovered that Simon had been ringing Brenda all the time.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, maybe not.
She's one of his students, for heaven's sake. He could have been ringing her about her homework or anything.
And apparently Elizabeth said something.
Elizabeth? What the hell's it got to do with her?
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what Debbie told me.
A few phone calls and something Elizabeth said is hardly proof positive, is it?
It's not like you to leap to Simon's defence.
I'm not defending him. I just want to know what happened. You know exactly what it is he's supposed to have done and who said what to whom. I mean, has he admitted anything?
Well, I don't know.
Perhaps I should talk to him.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't think it's a good idea?
Well, absolutely not. She doesn't want to talk to him. She certainly doesn't want us interfering.
Look, I just wish there was something I could do.
Oh, I know, so do I. But she won't thank us.
I suppose not.
It's her marriage. We must let her sort things out in her own way.
Yes.
I was just going to take her up a bowl of soup. She hasn't had anything to eat at all.
Oh, I'll take it up.
No, it's all right.
No, I want to, darling. Let me talk to her.
You'll only go upsetting her.
I won't. I just want to see if there's anything I can do to help.
It was only when Auntie Jen got hysterical that he shut up.
So were they still on speaking terms?
Well, I think Brian will be lucky if he's not struck off the Christmas card list.
Oh, dear.
So we need to ask Ruth about... Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
Have you met Shamma?
Yeah. We have met in the pub.
Yeah, very likely.
Tom's girlfriend works behind the bar at the Bull.
Kirsty.
Is Kirsty your girlfriend? You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
Anyway, CLAs.
What?
What does it stand for?
Oh, you mean in the milk?
Yeah.
Conjugated linoleic acids.
That's that stuff.
Get a lot more of them in milk produced on fresh grass.
And that could be useful for preventing cancer.
Well, the research seems to point that way.
I didn't know that.
Not a lot of people do. This is a trouble. This kind of information about the real benefits of healthy food is just not getting across to the consumer.
Well, I've been telling Chabra all about last night's meeting.
What's this?
Our local milk group.
Which is now part of a really substantial outfit.
Where organic farmers lead?
Yes, all right.
Well, we've been at it for years, looking for marketing opportunities.
Yeah, anyway, I was telling Chabra about it, and he thinks, Ruth, that you should put yourself up as chair of Borchester District.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
This is not my idea.
No, but you think it's a good one, though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you are a deaf hand.
What?
Running meetings.
No, I'm not.
And if you were chair of the district committee, you get to sit on the National Council.
I haven't got time.
There's four meetings a year, that's all. And think of the power.
I'm not interested in power.
All right, influence then. You'd be able to influence policy so that it would really benefit family farms like Brookfield.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah, you should go for it.
See, everyone agrees.
And I don't have any say in the matter?
Well, come on, you know it makes sense.
Well, I'll think about it.
Great. I'll phone for a nomination form.
All right, will you get some bread out, Chabba?
Sure.
Do you want to stay for lunch, Tom?
Oh, no, thanks. I better get back. I only came round, really. Well, I saw that poem that Bert wrote.
Wasn't that brilliant?
Yeah, we were having a good laugh about it.
He comes from somewhere east, not west.
Oh.
Not very far from Budapest.
Which is in Hungary, you know, through which the river Danube flows.
It should be flows. Flows.
Which Chabba tells me isn't blue, but rather of a brownish hue.
That's true. Why are you laughing?
It's funny.
I think it's a wonderful poem.
Of course it is, Chabba. It's wonderful and funny.
Anyway, we thought, me and my mates, well, we haven't really got to know you properly, so we wondered if you fancy coming out with us. You know, clubbing or something.
Yeah, I'd love to. Definitely.
Dad, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Look, I bought you some soup.
I don't want anything.
Didn't think you would. But your mother insists you should eat something. Look, I'll put it down here.
I was supposed to start the linseed.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got Jeff doing it.
Thanks.
You're not to worry about work. I'll keep things going till you're feeling better.
Oh, Dad.
Sorry. Come on. Come on. You have a little cry if you want to.
You were right. You were right all along.
About what?
About Simon.
Oh, sweetheart. But are you absolutely sure?
Oh, yes.
Only from what your mother told me.
They'd been seen together.
Yes.
And then there was the phone bill. He'd been calling her several times a day.
That doesn't necessarily mean... It doesn't really prove anything.
No.
But you seem so convinced.
Well, I confronted him, and I could see her. I could see the guilt written all over his face.
What did he say?
He said... Oh, no, I can't. He tried to talk his way out of it, but I could tell. It was all lies.
You're quite sure?
He just wanted to save his own skin. Every word of it was a lie. I know. I just know.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.